necessarily a dress in itself, but it's just something like an apron, except it might have little sleeves on it.
House coat?
Well, not exactly that. Have you ever heard the term smock?
Oh, smock, sure. Smock, but there's no difference.
That's like a house coat or a
house coat. It's the same
okay.
difference. It's only worded different.
Okay. If you, someone asks for some clothes, you know, you say, someone's saying, where are the clothes? And so the little kid's running around, where are the clothes? Where are the clothes? And you find them. You find the clothes. You say, here.
Here they are.
Okay.
Here are the clothes. Here are your clothes. I guess that would be the thing.
Now, if someone's afraid that the dog's afraid you're going to hurt it, you know, and the dog's shying away from you, say, come here. About hurting you.
I'm not going to hurt
okay.
you.
He, and now the same thing, he.
He is not going to hurt you.
And they.
They are not going to hurt you.
And if you wanted to know if you were right, you might say someone, I'm right.
I am right. Always right?
No, but... would you say?
I'm sure I'm right.
Okay, but you're not really sure, and so you want to ask the person. You say, "I'm right."
Am I right?
Okay. Do you use ain't in any context at all?
It depends.
Yeah. How would you use it? I mean, would you probably? If you could just give me a.
No, I very seldom use ain't.
Okay, but if you did.
I usually say I. I'm not, or I am not.
Uh-huh. Would you use it? I mean, for instance, could you use it here? I'm right, ain't I? Or ain't it? Would you mind?
No, ain't it? No,
yeah,
I.
Ain't it, but.
Or I would say, am I right? Or
uh-huh.
ain't I right?
But
I wouldn't use
you
it
you
very.
Don't use ain't very much.
Not very much.
Okay.
I guess I'm not right, or I am right.
Yeah. But it's if you can, I wish you'd think about that because next time.
I very seldom use ain't.
If you do use it, I'd like to know under what specific circumstances.
Yeah.
If you could help me there, I'd appreciate it. Someone says, "Who is going to do that? Who is going to do that?" Someone asks the question. You say, "We."
We are going to do it.
Or in the past, though, who was going to do it? We.
We are. We have done it. Or
no, but. Was going to do it. Who was going to do it? We.
We are going to do it.
Or, but.
We will do it.
In the past, though. We.
We did. We did it.
No, we didn't do it, though. We planned to. Someone says, who is going to do that? And you say,
they were going to do
okay.
it.
Okay. That's right. Now you. Same
thing. I was going to do it.
Or, and you, though. You
yeah.
You in the sentence. You.
You and I.
Or just you. You
oh,
going to
you
do
were
it.
Going
all
to
right.
do it. Or you are going to do
no,
it.
No, that's right. The first time I was. And we.
We are going to do
but,
it.
Was or were going to do it. We.
We were going to do it.
And someone said, were you the one who did that? And you say, no, it wasn't...
It wasn't me.
Okay. How about... do you ever use be? I don't think that you ever use it. You don't say, how be you, or...
No.
Never that. That's, I think that's yeah. purely southern. A man puts on a... he goes outside on a rather chilly day. He might put a sweater over his shirt. He might put something else on. He might put on a